Many of us still do our own grocery shopping, driving ourselves to a huge variety of supermarkets around the valley. But some have taken to using a delivery service where you fill out a list online and a grocery employee drives the items to your house. The driverless vehicle startup Nuro is taking that one step further. The company has partnered with Kroger and will be offering a pilot project at one Fry's store in Scottsdale for autonomous grocery delivery. Nuro co-founder Dave Ferguson is with me to talk about the pilot and the company's aspirations. Dave, some people already use a grocery delivery service. Why do you think having autonomous vehicles do the delivering will be a good sector for your company?
Yeah, so I think it's twofold, right? So one major component of it, as you mentioned, is cost, right? It's very, very expensive to have someone come deliver your groceries just because the time that it takes for that person to do that delivery is very large. And so it's difficult to make that economical. Groceries in particular have a fairly low margin. So the grocer is not making a whole lot of money anyway. And so to be able to then pay someone to go deliver your groceries, which might take them half an hour or an hour, is a pretty challenging thing from an economics perspective. So the first part is we think that by using self-driving vehicles, we can get the cost way, way down so we can provide the service for free or close to free, such that people will be able to use it very well. The second is from the customer experience side. So we've designed custom vehicles that are purely for transporting goods, including groceries. And by doing that, we've been able to really optimize them for the experience that the customer has. So in other words, when the vehicle turns up, when our custom vehicle turns up, which we're going to be rolling into the pilot in the next few months, it has a user interface that's completely designed so that someone can come interact with it. They can interact with a touchscreen. They can use their phone to open the compartment. The compartment is specifically designed, ergonomically optimized so that it has your groceries in a place where it's very easy for you to get them. It should be a very comfortable experience. So all of that we can do really nicely if what we're focusing on is purely getting goods to people rather than transporting people themselves through a regular vehicle.
And Dave, you mentioned the uniqueness of the vehicle. Could you take a few seconds to describe for our listeners the difference between it and a Prius, for example?
Absolutely. So the Prius is a standard passenger vehicle. Most people will be very familiar with it. We've put a bunch of sensors and computers on it so that we can turn it into a self-driving vehicle. But otherwise, it's largely like what you expect from a regular Prius. The custom vehicles that we've designed from scratch are about half the width of a Prius. So they're quite narrow, which means that they have more space to maneuver. They actually have a much larger safety buffer that they can use to try to be even safer on roads than standard vehicles. And they're about two-thirds the length. So about half the width, two-thirds the length, about half the weight of a standard electric vehicle. They're fully electric, and they are designed to never have a passenger on board. So they have right now two compartments with doors that open vertically, sort of like wing doors. And each one of those compartments can hold one user's groceries or can be further configured to hold perhaps a number of lockers with individual compartments within each locker. So the entire vehicle is basically designed both for the experience for the customer to get something delivered, but also for the safety of other road users. So I mentioned that they're half the width. They've also got a front end that's specifically designed to try to absorb energy in the case of any potential impact so that they can reduce the likelihood of injuring any person or vehicle or property that they might come into contact with in the hopefully very unlikely event of any accident.
Nuro is trying this initial grocery delivery service at a Fry's store in Scottsdale. And of course, this has been a haven of testing for autonomous vehicles. And some of it's gone very, very well. We also had a tragic incident that didn't go very well. Why is this a good market? Is it because the foundation is already built? Are there other aspects that come to mind for you that this is a good spot for Nuro to try this?
Yeah, so Scottsdale in particular is a great place for a number of reasons. So one is the weather. Obviously, this technology is relatively new, and there are challenges associated with different weather conditions like heavy, heavy rain or snow or sleet that make it more difficult. So a place like Arizona in general and Scottsdale in particular is very good from a weather perspective. It's also relatively less populated than other areas, which means that the complexity of the driving task is also a little bit less than, say, driving around Manhattan, right? So that also helps make it a little bit easier a place to do an initial deployment. And then the last one is in terms of the sort of the business relationship between both Arizona and the local authorities in Scottsdale. It's very, very strong, and I think that both at a statewide level and at a local mayoral level, Scottsdale and Arizona are very interested in seeing how can we collectively work together to deploy technology like this in a way that is very safe, but also can hopefully realize some of the benefits that this technology can provide to local communities.
How would you define success? And without putting a timetable on it, when do you think that you'll know whether this, at least at this stage, is working the way you want it to?
There are a lot of challenges involved in setting up a service like this. Obviously, there's the technical challenge of, hey, we need to get the self-driving technology working. But there's also a lot more around the operational side. How do we actually stand up a business? We need to interact with customers. We really want to delight customers. So we want to build something that they really love. Success for us is being able to run this service over the next few months, the first few months of this pilot, and get to a place where we understand more about what exactly customers want, how we can provide a really, really compelling service to them, and ideally be able to transition in our custom vehicles and prove to ourselves and the world and the local community of Scottsdale that this technology is ready to be of service.
Dave Ferguson is co-founder of driverless vehicle startup Nuro.